Nolte, Flailing CNN Ads Bill Maher Segment of Friday Nights. By John Nolte on January 30, 2023. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, is adding a Bill Maher segment to its failing Friday night lineup. Already, the discredited national joke we call CNN is suffering its worst ratings in nearly a decade. This is because newly installed CNN chief Chris Licht thinks he can save CNN by retaining the same anchors that forever destroyed the public's trust. What to do? What to do? Apparently, CNN decided it wasn't left-wing enough already, so why not add leftist Bill Maher to the Friday night lineup? More of the same. Genius. Yep, CNN will now broadcast Maher's overtime segment from his Friday night HBO show Real Time with Bill Maher. Every week, after the HBO broadcast, Maher keeps his guests around for the overtime segment, which is currently available online. Sure, sometimes Maher colors outside the leftist lines. But beyond that, why does CNN think an HBO show that attracts only 800,000 viewers will improve its catastrophic ratings? Like CNN, Maher is part of the elite, leftist bubble. HBO has nearly 40 million U.S. subscribers, and fewer than a million watch Real Time. I'm sure that number picks up over the course of the week as people catch up, but that doesn't change my overall point. Bill Maher is not a mainstream success. Instead, he's an elitist serving a small niche. Sure, that niche is a little bigger than CNN's niche, but this is no way to boost ratings. What's more, CNN is grabbing sloppy seconds off HBO's YouTube channel. How sad is that? All me to lay out the crisis CNN is dealing with right now, stopping the bleeding. Never in a million years did Licht imagine things could get worse than when he took over. There's no doubt in my mind everyone at CNN thought, we got an 800,000 viewer base of support that will never leave us and all we have to do is build on that. Well, now that base is fleeing. CNN's primetime viewership is now under 500,000. Maher is smarter and more interesting than the dim-witted Jimmys. However, he's still a man of the left, still attractive only to a niche audience. And anyone who wants to watch Maher already subscribes to HBO. And what's going to happen when Maher says something honest and truthful? What's CNN going to do if he questions the China flu vaccine or the Ukraine war or some other left-wing sacred cow? How will Maher feel when fascist lightweights like Don Lemon, John Berman, and Jake Tapper start accusing him of spreading misinformation? If CNN were truly interested in ratings, the failing network would have gone to Greg Gutfeld and offered him whatever he wanted to move to CNN, including editorial freedom. Instead, on a nightly basis, Gutfeld not only beats all the late-night simps like Colbert and the Jimmys, but he also attracts twice as many viewers as Maher. Gutfeld does this every single weeknight. Never did I believe CNN would sink this low in the ratings. God really does love us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.